What's going to be the most exciting aspect for you about this whole All-Star experience?
I think it's just being there, you know, just being there and being a part of it. You know, looking to enjoy everything, you know, as far as you know, the game and the derby, and just going to have fun.
Grady, do you find some irony in the fact that you always talk about how you're really not a home run hitter, yet not only do you lead the league in home runs so far, but you're going to be in home run derby?
Yeah, I can't explain. You know, like I said, I'm just happy to be a part of it. Looking forward to it. You know, as far as the home runs, I don't know. They just kind of come when they come.
Grady, why'd you decide to do the derby?
They made me.
Drag you into the back room.
No, I was excited to do it. You know, I didn't, you know, say I was going to do it or not do it before they hadn't asked me. So I wanted to make sure I had the official invite. But you know, I've never done it. Something, you know, I've always watched and wanted to be a part of. So I got the opportunity and I took it.
Did you tell Jeff anything about how you want him to pitch you?
He knows. You know, Jeff's thrown to me all year, so he knows where I like it.
Yankee Stadium's got that famous short porch. Are you licking your chops there?
You know, it's. I'm just trying to get a couple out. You know, I think I don't hit a lot of homers in BP, so we have to work on some things for tomorrow.
Do you think it's hit you because, you know, there's so much more exposure because of this being the last one at Yankee Stadium and everything, and, you know, like, historically important? Like, is it going to hit you or probably not until afterwards, and maybe you see it a couple years down the road?
Yeah, maybe later. I think once I get there and once it all starts up, and you know, I just probably start to feel it. I think it's definitely a special situation. You know, a lot of guys get the opportunity to play in this you know, last game at Yankee Stadium, or last All-Star game. So you know, try to enjoy it, and you know, I'll always remember it.
Can that really mess up your swing?
I don't know. Like I said, I've never done it, so I can't say whether or not it would or not. But like you said, it's not something, you know, once I'm done with it, I'm not going to be taking that same swing, you know, in BP the next day or once the games start, you know. Home run derby after it's over, you know, get a couple more days off and go back to swinging regular.
Have you practiced at all?
Not really. I mean, every now and then in BP, you know, maybe take a round where you're trying to hit homers. But you know, other than that, you know, me and Datsy were working a little bit this morning, so just kind of have fun with it.
Grady, looking at the second half, a 10-game losing streak, and then you a 4-game sweep of the team with the best record. What sense do you make of this moving in?
Baseball's a hard game to explain. You know, I think it was a tough stretch there, but I thought we bounced back well this series. You know, we played a good team, and we did a good job of, you know, finishing the second half strong, and hopefully we can carry that over, you know, in the second half.
Grady, no question, the first half was disappointing. Just talk about now the second half, the approach that you guys have.
Well, it's still going to be that same approach we have every day. You know, you have to grind it out. It's you know, it's game to game and series to series. So, you know, we still got a lot of work ahead of us, but we're going to try to, you know, progress as a team and you know, continue to make strides, you know, winning more games.
That's great.